We appreciate your listening to Crosstalk. It comes your way from the VCY American Network. Jeff Godwin is our guest today here on Crosstalk. Jeff has been involved in rock music for a number of years. As a matter of fact, for 13 years, he played heavy metal. For 7 years, spent thousands of dollars on rock. He says, I served it as my God. Chances are you have too. If you're honest with yourself, you know rock is a dead end that promises everything but gives back nothing of any real value. Jeff was saved in September of 1984. He put his faith in Jesus Christ alone and has put forth his efforts now in researching, in warning, in holding up a biblical standard as it relates to music. And we're taking more of your calls here today on Crosstalk. We're going next to Kathy calling in today. Kathy, you're on the air.
Thank you. Hi, Mr. Godwin. I guess it's so frustrating because we send such a mixed message to our young Christian people. We have pastors just in the city of Milwaukee that preach quite a different message. They, in fact, some of them, there's a club that we have in the local area that plays CCM music and Christian rock and heavy metal, and it's in the form of a nightclub. And then they get up and preach the gospel afterwards.
Kathy, I was speaking to a group of young people here this past summer, and I had one little girl come up to me and said, my pastor likes listening to rock music. Jeff, what do we do? It seems we're losing it in our churches.
Well, this is true, Jim, because the spirit of the age is so infiltrated. But God still has his church, and it's wide awake. And it's not, sometimes they're off the beaten path. Sometimes they're big churches, sometimes they're little churches. Sometimes they're country and city, it doesn't matter. God's got his church, and they're wide awake. They understand exactly what's happening. They've rejected all this foolishness. But then you've got everybody else. And so you've got the wheat and the tares all growing up together until the very end. And then the separation will come. So right now, what we need to do, if you're in the kind of a church that's preaching compromise, then you need to seek God's face about whether you should continue to be in that church. And you know, if you're getting pricked in your spirit, if the Holy Spirit is just making you so uncomfortable, and you go there and sit through that stuff, and you hear that stuff, you feel sick in your spirit, then maybe it's time to pray and say, God, would you please send me to a Bible-believing church where they preach it straight and true.
Thank you, Kathy. Let's go to Robert. Robert calling from Milwaukee. You're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
Hi. I wanted to know what your opinion is on current praise and worship music that's usually available in a lot of Christian bookstores.
Your praise and worship will cover a wide variety, and here's what I would say, Robert, for whatever it's worth, if the Lord would help me. Worship is never passive. And so we can say, well, I use these things as an aid to get me into a mindset or into a spiritual state where I am more better able to worship the Lord. You don't need gimmicks. You don't need helps. All you need is just get on your face before Almighty God. You raise your hands up to Him. You open your heart to Him. You just praise Him with your lips and with your heart wide open. You surrender to Him. That's praise and worship. That blesses the Lord's heart. Now, I'm not condemning the whole musical gamut of what's called praise and worship out there that you can buy. But I do know this, some of it is like cheerleaders for Jesus, and that's not good.
Appreciate the call here, Robert. We're out of time this afternoon, and many other calls coming in here that we're not going to be able to get to this afternoon. Jeff, I know that this topic is one that people need to continue to be on their knees and searching out their walk with the Lord and maintaining that communion with Him and to let the Holy Spirit speak to their own hearts in regard to this issue. If you would, Jeff, share with us your address again where people can be in touch with you. I know also that you would be available for seminars dealing with these issues. How can our listeners be in touch with you?
Sure, Jim. All they have to do is write The Rock Ministries, P.O. Box 2181, and that's in Bloomington, Indiana, and zip is 47402.
Jeff, we appreciate you coming on the program today.
Thanks, Jim. It's been a pleasure.
Jeff Godwin has authored several books, including Dancing with Demons, What's Wrong with Christian Rock, and The Devil's Disciples. His latest book, Rock and Roll Religion, A War Against God, is available from Crosstalk. Your donation of $13 or more, which helps continue to keep Crosstalk on the air. That includes the first-class shipping of the book to your home. Simply write to us here at Crosstalk, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. To order by phone, you may call toll-free at 1-800-729-9829. That's 1-800-729-9829 to request a copy of the book, Rock and Roll Religion, A War Against God. Well, my name is Jim Schneider. We appreciate you joining us today here on Crosstalk. And take a moment and call your local station to say thanks for programming that keeps you informed on vital issues. From all of us here at VCY America, Have a good afternoon.